It's Valentine's week, so everybody get excited. You have big plans, Chance?
No.
This is the best. So, John's company always does their work seminar this week.
Awesome. Oh, so it's great
for you, right?
Nothing.
Ain't got to do nothing. It's awesome.
And Jazzy signed us up for that employee meeting on the 14th.
Oh, yeah, on Valentine's Day. That's weird.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe we're going to tell each other how much we love each other.
Oh, okay.
We need to bring gifts to one another.
But, you know, I've always said, like, this is a holiday for women. Men don't get to get anything. Like, women don't. I've always said I don't think women should have to get their man anything. But according to a new article, men are expecting gifts now, and they're expecting more and more for Valentine's Day. That women and men, if you're in a relationship with another man, you got to step up. That men really do want stuff for Valentine's Day, which shocks me.
Yeah, my sister asked me over the weekend, like, what are you getting Matt for Valentine's Day? I said, nothing.
You know what? Here's what I love. Shan's sister asked her, what are you getting Matt for Valentine's Day? Shan then texts me, Greg, what am I getting Matt for Valentine's Day? And do I need to get him anything? And I said, and she made a very valid point. Men are so difficult to buy for.
Mm-hmm.
So I, because I've been laid up with this knee surgery, Shan, I did some research for you.
Okay.
The dumbest gifts for men. I looked up Valentine's Day gifts for men. The dumbest things, okay? Mm. Every site I see, a beer pint glasses.
No.
Apparently. Like, you don't want to buy that. Hammers.
Hammers?
I swear to God. Hammers. Here's a tub of beef jerky.
A tub? I'll go to 7-Eleven and get that. How much is that?
$49 for a tub.
What kind of beef jerky is this?
I'm going to get some Slim Jims.
Even like the little bags are expensive.
With his initials on it.
No, he does not want that.
What kind of dude are you with?
Okay, let's see. I mean, they're really the dumbest gifts I've ever seen in my life. I told you to get him a wallet, and you said...
I already got that for him for Christmas.
Okay.
And then you told me to get him.
What about these pillows that could say Shan and Matt?
No.
Okay.
Ew.
I'm telling you, there's no good
Jeremy
gifts for men. There's really no good gifts.
Yeah. So what do you get a guy for Valentine's?
Nothing. You just leave it.
I know, but this, according to this article, men are expecting things. Let's talk to Monica real quick.
All right. Let's say hello to Monica. Hi, Monica.
Hi. Good morning. How are you?
Okay. So you're saying it is important that you get something for your guy.
Yes, I don't see why not.
All right. Well, what are you getting? Because obviously we have no idea what to get for a dude on Valentine's Day.
Okay. Well, first of all, I haven't been in a relationship for 5 years, but I was in a relationship for 13 years prior to that. And I still celebrate Valentine's Day, even though I'm by myself, just putting that out there.
All right.
And in the past, what I've done is I've gotten sunglasses, anything to do with like tech stuff, you know, there's always something, the latest gadget, whatever it is. So there's so many opportunities to get him something.
Okay. So tech or sunglasses. Sunglasses are a good gift.
He did lose his sunglasses. So
and I got mine stolen out my car. Give me the two for one. Go get yourself a two for one and give me the free
gift. That's two for $20.
Yeah.
Thanks, Monica.
Okay. Right. Thank you, guys.
We appreciate it.
I just wonder if guys, I do want to hear from guys too. Oh, personalized golf balls. Golf balls with his name on it.
He don't golf?
I mean, if your guy's a golfer, I guess.
But I mean, why you need a golf ball with your name on it? You just gonna hit it and it's gonna go away. Like, why do I want that?
Someone said, does Matt drink coffee? Get him a really nice insulated coffee mug.
No. I mean, see, the gifts for guys are cheesy.
Uh-huh.
That I see. Anyway.
Yeah. This is why we stopped doing Valentine's Day a long time ago. What can you possibly get your dude? Like, again, you get the gift. It goes on like a shelf.
Oh, my God. In the Goodwill pile and it's done. A beer bottle opener with his name on it.
Yeah.
That's what's on this website. And they want $15 for that.
$15? Uh-uh.
I don't know.
He can open it with his lighter.
I don't see anything good on this website.
Ladies, is it important to get your man a gift on Valentine's Day?
And men, we can hear from you. Men, do you want something? Do you care? Do you want these pint glasses?
You want those golf balls with your name
on it? You want those pillows with your name on it?
You want, like, a jerky?
Beef jerky?
We are debating whether men deserve or even want Valentine's Day gifts. I usually think that they don't. Now, it says in this new article that men are having higher expectations these days. Shan, normally I would tell you, you do not need to get mad anything for Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
But he just hooked you up with this beautiful makeup room that he created in his house for you.
Aww.
You have to get him some commission.
I will.
He
really came through.
I mean, he like hooked you up.
Yeah, he did. But
for no reason, just out of the goodness of his heart.
Yeah, because he didn't like me sitting on the floor to do my makeup.
So like, now that's how you're forced into getting him. Yeah. You have to get him.
But you were saying like, oh, get him some shoes. And then someone told us that you can't because then they'll walk out of your life.
That's true. If you get somebody a pair of shoes, they will walk out of your life.
I know he has a few Harleys, but like, well, I don't know anything about motorcycles. Like,
yeah, you can't.
That's, okay, so that's not. And then
what you gonna do? Get him a Harley?
Yeah, like.
Well, does he like wear?
Get him a helmet.
Does he wear anything
with your name on it? Shades by Shan.
Oh yeah,
Shades by Shan helmet. Right.
Yes,
that's actually a good idea.
With like fire, like on the back.
There you go.
Okay, all right.
Like Cheeto fire.
Yes. Oh my God.
It is hard to shop for men. I will give you that.
Men are expecting more for Valentine's Day. Now, Elena, good morning.
Good morning. I love you guys.
Good morning. Thank you. Now, do you agree that men are hard to shop for?
Men are so hard to shop.
Okay, so what do you have any ideas what to get a man for Valentine's Day? Because we're kind of out. Everything seems janky.
Date ideas are amazing. So my boyfriend and I were not materialistic, so we love going out and having fun. So like for Valentine's Day, I got us tickets to go skydiving.
Oh,
that's cool.
You trying to? Oh, what you
so
gonna do?
Push him out and stay in the plane? Love with each other. But so there's so much date ideas to do, and it's usually men who pay. And you know, Valentine's Day is a great way to say, hey, I appreciate what you do, let me appreciate you this time.
Oh,
so
date
ideas
good.
Would be skydiving. Palace of Fine Arts has really great escape rooms. You know, one date that, you know, girls get to pay this time.
Okay.
Shan's
all right.
On. So Shan, you lost Shan at pay.
Yeah, right. I was like,
Well, you know, and if you don't want to jump out, thank you, Elena, but if you don't want to jump out of a plane,
Panic at the Disco. We got free tickets for that,
there
Shan.
You go.
We'll give
Hook
you free.
We just did indoor skydiving, Shan, so if you don't want to jump out of a plane, do it indoors.
Oh, that's kind of cool, too. Yeah, I'm not down for jumping out of a plane.
No, yeah, I didn't think you would be, but the indoor is actually pretty fun as well. Let's go on.
Let
over.
Me see what we got in the prize closet, Shan.
A Fernando Gregg t shirt.
Poor Matt. He's getting screwed.
I know,
over.
Exactly. Hello, Zena.
Hi.
Okay, so keep it clean, Zena. But what do guys really want for Valentine's Day?
It's simple. Just a little Victoria's Secret and fun at night.
Ooh, okay.
You know, I think that's true. And that's something Shan hasn't been giving up lately. So.
Oh,
well,
wow.
I'm tired.
I know that too. I know all of Shan's business. So.
I'm too tired during the week, girl.
Well, then get on Thursday, be rested up.
Okay, I'm going to take a nap after the morning show.
And Friday, it's on.
Okay. Right, Zena? Yeah. No, Thursday.
Thursday.
Oh, okay, all right. Make it happen.
Right, Zena? She's got to rest up this week.
Absolutely. Go get a little wax and...
All right. Now I'm going to laser away.
That's something Zena knew that I didn't know. I didn't know that Shan needed to get a wax.
Zena.
Yeah, y'all know Zena. All right, y'all know. All right, anyway, thank you, Zena. We appreciate that. All right, well, there you go. That's simple, and that really doesn't cost a lot.
All right, and all the men that are calling.
Lingerie costs a lot, Fernando. Don't get it twisted.
I don't know.
He didn't even know what day Valentine's Day was.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He's doing his stuff on Friday.
I meant you're going to kick it in the weekend. But yeah, Thursday is Valentine's Day. Well, that's the thing. Like, we don't even do this anymore. We did this for the first few years. I would send him flowers to the office.
And he would send you sticks.
He would send me sticks.
Yeah.
Those flowers would die. Those sticks are already dead.
Yeah, he's terrible gift givers. Like
so,
you.
Yeah, we go out maybe. Well, maybe I'll make dinner for him. And
every man that is calling on our hotline is saying the exact same thing. You're all a bunch of pervs. I just want to let you know.
Yes.
They only want one thing. Women are right. Men only want one thing.
All right. Maybe I'll cook dinner.
I don't know about that.
Hey.
You know what? Here's what you do. Have your mom cook a beautiful meal, package it up. You go pick it up from her house. You unpackage it, put it in all your dishes, and then you're like, voila!
Pretend like I made it.
Look what I did. Yeah.
In lingerie.
No. In lingerie.
Oh, no, don't do that.
In lingerie and high heels.
No, don't do that. Because if you make a really, really good meal, he's going to
expect
to do it all the time.
It.
I know.
No,
but you have
the mom.
That's what I'm saying.
It.
You have to fess up, be
Fernando,
honest about it.
The thing is, I'm the meal, okay? That's how it is.
Fernando. Dirty, dirty, dirty on the 30. Fernando.
Dirty, dirty, dirty on the 30.
Happy birthday, Jennifer Aniston. Today is her 50th birthday, but she had her party in L.A. over the weekend on Saturday night. Basically, every single person who Jen loves was invited and pretty much attended. That included... Brad Pitt. Now, of course, social media went crazy when word got out.
People get along with their exes.
Yeah.
I don't think they had a terrible ending.
No, I don't think they did either, even though they split up like back in 2005.
Really? Yeah, but they've never really said anything bad about each other. Now, Angie and they've had a terrible split up.
Oh, yeah.
That's horrible.
I mean, I don't think he'll be going to any birthday parties of her, but hey, one of my exes offered to bring me a casserole this weekend when I was down and out. He didn't, but he offered.
Oh, that's nice, I guess.
I'm still waiting for it. Derek, where's my damn casserole, Derek?
Did you tell him either way that you wanted it?
Of course I want anything free. I'm like, Shan.
Come through.
Yeah, you gonna bring something.
You gonna bring food.
I know my friends Patty and her husband Doug, they came over yesterday. They kept saying, we want to bring you something to bring. They get there and they're like, we didn't bring anything.
What?
And then they drank my wine. Oh. I'm like, are you supposed to bring me something? I'm hurt.
Aww.
And they didn't bring nothing. And they had just gone to brunch before then. They're like, oh, we're having the best fries at this free place or whatever. And I'm like, okay. And I expected like a big old thing. I'm like thinking about all the dipping sauces.
Oh,
nothing. I bet you Brad Pitt brought Jennifer Aniston some for her birthday.
And probably. I mean, they hugged it out. They chatted for a bit, according to everybody there at the party. And, but of course she was getting all the attention that night as well. I mean, she had George and Amal Clooney there. Reese Witherspoon showed up. Robert Downey Jr., Ellen DeGeneres, Barbara Streisand. This was like a who's who at her 50th birthday bash at Sunset Tower in Los Angeles. And of course, you know, we've talked about this before, but I don't know, like, even to this day, people like want Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt to get back together again. I mean, that was like the first thing people said when Brad started splitting up with Angelina Jolie, that he was going to go right back into the arms of Jennifer Aniston. I don't think that's going to happen.
Maybe. I mean, if they ended on good terms, maybe they want to get back together.
He blamed it on his drug use, that, you know, he smoked too much pot, he didn't want to do anything, whatever, so maybe if he's done with that, maybe they would be...
See, didn't someone in your family divorce and then they got remarried again?
My uncle Inhart, three times to the same... He got married 7 times total, and my Aunt Doris was the 3rd, the 5th, and the 7th. She was the last. I was old enough to be at the last wedding. Before, he got married 6 times before I was even born.
The 3rd, the 5th, and the 7th?
Yes, and then my dad used to call her 3, 5, and 7, and she didn't think that was funny at all. He's like, hey, 3, 5, and 7.
Oh, wow. So she would, like, let him get with a woman and then get back with him. Then
I don't know if she would let him, but she kept, like, remarried. Like, they kept getting remarried.
Oh, my God.
I love it. The wedding parting gift. It's like, here we go again.
On my dad's side, his 2 older brothers, they were crazy. His older brother got married 9 times.
Ooh. Wow.
9.
Can anyone beat that? 888-456-9999.
Yeah, beat Uncle Oscar. 9 times. He got married 9 times, and Uncle Inhart got married 7 times. I just remember when they were doing their vows, I was little, but I just remember she turned and said, this is it. Like, this is it. And we ain't doing this again. We ain't divorcing again. This is it.
She said that in the church?
Yes. It was in her vows. Her vows were, this is it.
And then and that was it.
It's a good way to line it up.
Exactly. And that was it. Like, that was it.
Lindsay Lohan's mom, Dina, she's on Celebrity Big Brother right now, and she told her housemates that she's in this unique relationship. She said, I can't wait to tell you about this guy. She's been talking to this guy for 5 years every single day. She says, I feel like I know him. And you know when you talk to somebody on the phone, like you feel like you know them. Here's the thing. She's never actually met
catfish,
this man. She's never even seen this guy.
Catfish.
Because he won't FaceTime. Apparently he's a mystery dude. He lives here in San Francisco, by the way, taking care of his mother.
If you're listening right now, Mr. Catfish, we want to have you on our show. Let's unveil yourself to the world right here.
We won't FaceTime with you. You can call us.
No, you're going to come in, and we're going to see you face to face.
He ain't coming in.
We'll make the
decision. Just call us. We want to talk to you.
Come on, Catfish guy.
5 years?
But that's on her. She's put up with it this long.
Mm.
Why are you putting up with something like that?
Exactly.
Have you seen the Catfish show?
I know.
Yeah.
But Dina Lohan is not some desperate loser.
But she's probably
Maybe
so.
She is.
Yeah, she is. She's on Celebrity Big Brother.
She's on Celebrity Big Brother.
I don't know.
I mean, yeah, people have a sweet way of talking to people, and then they get all, like, intrigued with them. And
Catfish wouldn't exist if it
I'm
wasn't
not putting
like
up with you for 5 years if I can't see what you really
I mean,
like.
5 years is a long time to, like, not know how what a person looks like
and
to
not
continue
even
to do this.
Nothing.
So I was like Sheree last season in The Real Housewives of Atlanta. Her man was in prison for 6 years. Why you got a boyfriend who is in prison for 6 years?
Because they tell you everything you want to hear, and they...
I know, but you're not going to get to be together for 6 years.
Yeah. Lady.
You're going to wait that long?
Yes.
I wouldn't.
Ooh. Yes.
I wouldn't
Ladies
wait 6 minutes.
Wait. Jackie Hollywood had something like this with a guy in Santa Cruz who wouldn't like FaceTime, who every time they would want to meet up, that he would like flake, he would ghost.
Call her. Get her on the phone. Exactly. What happened?
They finally ended up meeting up, but
it was
like
a girl.
And it was like it was he like totally grossed her out, and she was like, I can never see you again.
She told him that?
No.
Good story. Where is she? Call her.
Okay, I'll see if she's awake right now.
Yeah, because obviously, I mean, if it can happen to Dina Lohan, it could happen to just about anybody. But now the guys from Catfish, or at least Niamh from Catfish, he says he'd like to help Dina out.
Dude, it happened to that football player.
Oh, yeah.
And he plays in the NFL, and it's really good. I think he plays for the Saints now. He was playing for the Chargers for a while. Yeah. I think he's on the Saints now. What's his Teo Manchild or something? Anyway, he got catfished forever by a guy, and they said she said she was a girl, and she said she was like dying of cancer or something. It was like very outrageous.
Oh, yeah. We talked a lot about it when that happened too. I mean, this stuff happens. And Dina
I think
Lohan
we still
says,
have that clip of what's her face interviewing him in the system.
Yeah, probably.
Which one?
She says he's real though. I swear it's crazy, but I'm going to marry him. It's really, really true. I talked to this man. I talked to his mom. So she's talked to his mom.
Yeah, she could put a random lady on the phone.
Yeah, but why won't you FaceTime and let me see what you look like?
If you're going to get married.
Crazy
Anybody
story.
Else have a catfish story? Call us too.
Yeah,
so
we could do this all day tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, hell yeah!
Stories are great.
Thank you, Dina Lohan. All right, that's the dirty at 8:34.
Before we get into sports, I'll tell you this story. Somebody introduced me to somebody on email back in the day, like way back in the day. Mm. I don't even know. I guess you could attach pictures. Anyway, it was so long ago that we had to mail each other a picture of each other. That's how long ago. It was. And when I got the picture, I did the same thing Jackie did. I was like,
No, bye, ghost.
I had to ghost city.
Yep.
Ghost nation. Bad.
But yeah, you had to like, I had to take a picture, put it in the mail, and mail it to him. And he had to do the same thing.
You had to get the film, go to Walgreens.
And he wouldn't do it forever. It took him months. And then finally when he did it, I realized why
he
didn't
send
it.
Oh my God. This person in Pittsburgh just texted in, catfish is for reals. It happened to me.
It happens to everybody.
Well, call us. This person in Pittsburgh, call us. We want to hear about it. You can even go anonymous if you want to.
If they're playing with balls, he's all over it.
It's Greg's Sassy Sports.
Well, I don't know why with his history with drugs, but Lamar Odom has decided to start selling drugs now. I guess better to sell them than to do them, as they say.
Well, he has experience in the field. So.
He is joining a ton of other athletes who are now getting into the vape business and the CBD business and the weed business. He's launching a line, and his first thing is the Odom CBD vape pen that's coming out. And then he will also be having his own marijuana line, I guess, and other forms of CBD to sell. He says that these are things that helped him recover from his 12 strokes and 6 heart attacks that he suffered back in 2015 when he was in Nevada at the Bunny Ranch.
Well, it sounds like it's coming from an authentic place.
I want none from Lamar Odom.
It's going to give you a stroke.
Yeah. Like anything with his name on it.
Yeah, well, I would buy it, but I mean, I get it. I see why he's trying to do this.
I thought he was supposed to be in China doing his basketball thing.
Well, now I heard he was playing for some team, a Philippines team in some championship in the EA or Emerald Merits or what is that? The
Emerald.
The United.
You should stick to weed.
United Arab Emirates.
Yeah, that.
UAE. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so they were there. I don't know. And then, yeah, he was supposed to go to China. Then he was supposed to play Big Three. Then he was doing this and that. Now he's selling drugs. He is on one.
Yeah.
Maybe they like denied him a visa because of his past. You know, maybe he wanted to go do these things.
Well,
but
no, he did. He just did it. I just said he was in the Philippines playing for this Philippine team, and they played in the, what's it called?
UAE.
They played there.
Mm-hmm.
So he can get around. And he can sell drugs, I guess. Mm. But it was just announced. He had his big unveiling at the Big Tobacco Plus Expo in Vegas.
Oh, he does not need to be in Vegas. Get out of there.
He doesn't need to be in Nevada. He doesn't need to be selling this.
You need to be in Florida at a rest home.
He need to go ask Chloe if she's got any money for him. Like, yeah. Did he get any money when they broke up?
I don't think so.
Probably not, I would assume.
She got plenty.
Yeah. They probably had a big clause in that.
She went above and beyond for him, so I hope she didn't have to fund his lifestyle.
Speaking of Chloe, did you see, I know you saw it, Chan. Mm. I can't believe we didn't talk about this in the dirty. Mm. My gosh, that party that Kylie Jenner threw
for Stormy, like way over the top for a one-year-old that is never going to remember that party.
They made Stormy World.
Straight up Stormy
like
World.
Like her, you walk into her inflatable mouth, like her face, her head, uh-huh. You walk in, and it was like, I mean, everybody there looked like a big douchebag, but the party looked like a lot of fun.
Yeah, Greg were texting, and he was like, oh my God, everybody's in douchebags in there. I was like, I still want to go.
And didn't they gave her, like, her first Chanel or something?
Yeah, DJ Khaled gave her a little red Chanel bag.
What do you think that runs?
At least 3 G's.
Well, let's look it up.
At least.
3 G's for a baby's purse.
I am not surprised. Those people got money for days. Everything was Stormy. Everything, like all the lollipops, the carousel.
Yeah, everything was
in
her
there.
Face. Like, everything, like the cups had her. I mean, went crazy. They must have spent $1 million on that party.
At least.
That was insane.
All right, this one says it's gently used, but it's still $3,502.
That doesn't even fit
or
a cell phone in it.
Channel or channel.
It's so
small. I would say Stormy doesn't have a cell phone, but she probably does.
She probably has 17 cell phones.
She has a small multicolored leather shoulder bag.
I can't believe that they waited a year to give Stormy her first
Chanel. And that was DJ Khaled who gave her it.
It was?
Yeah. That wasn't even from the parents.
So DJ Khaled dropped, let's just say, 4,000. Used one's three. Let's say it's five.
Uh-huh.
Right.
He dropped $5,000 on a baby.
Uh-huh.
That's
He's
not
ridiculous.
His baby.
Mm-hmm.
That's dumb.
He's
that's
got
really,
money,
really dumb.
But what are you going to give her?
Like, Baby Gap.
Like, you ain't going to give
H&M.
Osh gosh.
I am. Carter's.
No, they would be like, throw that away.
You know what? We always go. There's a Carter's in Pacific. What's that
Commons.
Called? Pacific Commons. There's a Carter's right there. You buy one shoe, you get the other pair for free. They do that all the time at Carter's. That's what they get. That's what you get. And I'll be like, look, you got two pairs of shoes right here, honey.
Another one.
Well, speaking of birthdays, and the reason I brought that up is it was Klay Thompson's birthday over the weekend, and he got nothing from his teammates or his coach. And when asked about it, Steve Kerr said, listen, Klay doesn't need anything. He's got the best of everything. He's got the world's best life. He should be giving us something.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, we all envy him. Mm-hmm. So he got nothing. Stormy got $1 million party. She won. Klay, I think, is 29, something like that. He got nothing.
Zero.
He got zero, and none. That's all I got for Sassy Sports. But you know what I always say? If they're playing with balls, I'm all over it.